Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Bookwormies. I'm your host, Aaron Helton, here to take you back down the wonderful world of nonfiction books. Today, I'm going to talk about a book that I kind of paired, and I believe I touched on it when I was talking about lifting heavy things in a previous episode. So the book I'm talking about today, you may have heard of, it's called The Body Keeps the Score. Now, it's a somewhat, I don't know if I'll call it popular. I think it's probably you might have heard of it if you are a book reader and you happen to fall into the kind of self-help, trauma, psychology type book areas. So the reason I want to talk about this book is probably gotten enough traction and popularity, but I want to talk about my own experience with it and give that kind of feedback. And you know, if it's more of the same of what you've heard, okay, it's just another data point. And if it's something that's different than what you've heard, then okay, that's another data point. So The Body Keeps the Score by Bessel van der Kolk, MD, so medical doctor. So The Body Keeps the Score has the subtitle of Brain, Mind, and Body in the Healing of Trauma. So this book is from 2014. It looks like it was published, or at least my copy was, and then it's about 400-ish pages. So the first thing I'll say about this book is I would describe it kind of half textbook, half tools. That would be the way that I would describe it. I really enjoy reading about this type of stuff. And as a person whose coping mechanism is intellectualization, which means when I start to get like an emotional response, I will logic it away and say, oh, I'm just going to solve this problem. And now I don't have to feel the emotions anymore because I've solved the problem. I really appreciate hearing the science behind how my body and mind and all this work and the neuroscience behind things, because it helps me to kind of dismiss the emotions. Obviously, that is not the healthiest coping mechanism, right? But thankfully, I have self-awareness, right? At least that's something, right? But based on this, the reason I enjoyed this book is because it gives all that context, kind of the surrounding idea behind, okay, what's going on here? And when you have that framework, especially with like my autism, for instance, having the gestalt thinking, which is seeing the whole picture, then helps me find my reference point a lot easier when it comes to like dealing with certain things. Now, I've mentioned before, I do not have like a massive amount of trauma. I do not have like intense situations that have left me like incredibly scarred, like PTSD or concepts such as that. However, in my work, you know, we talk a lot about little traumas and trauma in the sense not of big, horrible situations, but of almost microaggressions or little day-to-day situations, little dishonors of your integrity or the world around you or your understanding of your place in the world based on different minor misalignments. And so when it comes to this book, I enjoy the aspect of the neuroscience behind it, talking about, okay, what's really going on and how does that apply to me personally? The book has a lot of examples to help you understand the context that it's speaking in. And I think that is incredible because honestly, if it just kind of was more of a textbook, was more of an informational booklet, it would probably be 150 pages talking about the concepts, but adding a lot of stories, a lot of firsthand experiences, talking about experimentation of different ways that we explore the brain and body at this point and how things are all linked up. It's an incredible book. Now, I will say there has been, I was introduced by a coworker to an article on Scientific American about the fight or flight response. And I believe the author of this, Lisa Feldman Barrett, actually talked a little bit about The Body Keeps the Score because there's some research coming out that implies, now I cannot state implicitly that there's a correct or not correct side in this concept. Science is ever evolving and the way that we understand things is ever evolving based on the information that we have. But so with that said, there was this information of, you know, some studies done by Lisa Feldman Barrett, and it kind of showed that fight or flight may not be actually what's happening in the neuroscience that we understand it. Now, I can only speak from this one article I had read that kind of not pokes against, but there was a comment I heard. Now, this is, again, secondhand information, so please take this with a grain of salt. But I'd heard from a coworker of mine talking about Lisa Feldman Barrett having said something about like, oh, The Body Keeps the Score is a great book. I wish it had a different title because it's not so much that the body is holding trauma, but blank, 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 whatever had come up in this research. So there does seem to be some arising, I'll say, differences in information. So I'm interested to see how that folds out. That said, I guess I called it, did I say controversy? It's not so much controversy. It's just, this is, in my opinion, a good book. I do not think it is the most thorough book. I think that it has a lot of good stuff in one place. And I think just like anything else, it should be paired with other aspects. Like, for instance, I talked about lifting heavy things. Now, I read this book and lifting heavy things almost at the same time. I was kind of juggling between the two. And so when I was reading Lifting Heavy Things, if you remember, part of my feedback to the book was that there was a strength and a not shortcoming, but something I would have liked to see, which was in the form of the author of Lifting Heavy Things had hidden their particular like story. And I thought that was really incredible because, yeah, we're not privy to that information. At the same time, having so many stories in The Body Keeps the Score also highlighted the lack in that other book, which again, that was a unique strength of that book. So I'm not taking away from it by saying this. But as I speak to The Body Keeps the Score, I think it's important to have alternative books that you're reading that also kind of overlap like a Venn diagram of these concepts. So as with anything, I mean, self-help, take what helps you. That's the whole point is read something you're going to get drinking out of a fire hose, essentially. There's just so much information. Read it slow. Look at what resonates with you specifically. And if you can, find a book that might be less scientific to pair with it. As far as specific flow, I really enjoyed, like I said, the textbook aspect. I think others would prefer books that are less high level and explanatory. That sense, others like me really appreciate how thoroughly this book talks about different concepts and how your body and brain and mind all work together in creating your reality and in holding your perception and the kind of holding the role that your brain, body, and mind have already created for themselves. Because a lot of people don't like change. So that's what leads to a lot of these behaviors. Not specifically, but that is a factor. Ultimately, I think it's a fantastic book. Like I said, my main critique is it's a lot, it's very textbook. There are a lot of stories also. It's almost a balance through extremes. So I would definitely recommend reading this book and trying it out. See what resonates with you. And if it's a little too textbook, read it slower, find a different self-help book that's less structural and play with that as well. Read them kind of together. So you'll get this kind of high level, scientific, almost like teacher, a professor type through The Body Keeps the Score. And then you can have this like hands-on knowledge kind of activity through like maybe a different book that might read differently. Such as for me, you know, Lifting Heavy Things was that book for me because it was focused on somatic movement. So I would definitely recommend pairing those books and trying them out. Otherwise, as always, thank you so much for stopping by and listening to me ramble about a book. I'll have some more exciting things coming up in the next episode. So that said, thank you again for stopping by Bookwormies. And I'm your host, Aaron Helton. And I will see you next time. Thank you.
Tuning into this episode proudly presented by the APNM Group, a subsidiary of Alger Productions, LLC. We strive to produce content that informs, entertains, and adds value to your day. We value your input and would be delighted to hear your thoughts in the comments about this episode. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, please engage with us in the comments section or via our social media platforms. Your feedback helps us shape our content and uncover new topics that matter to our listeners. If this episode resonated with you, we kindly ask that you rate and review this show on your preferred podcast platform. Sharing this podcast with friends and family helps us reach more listeners and continue delivering content you enjoy. For more information about the podcast, the host, or our parent company, please visit the link in this episode's description. Also visit us on YouTube and Rumble to see and hear every content produced by Alger Productions. Thank you once again for your time and support. Until next time, stay tuned and stay inspired.